Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what.
If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble.
And if he is bananas as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You are just what the
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat nap from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
This slibbity, gibbity, hibbity, hip-hop. You don't really want to get into a piss and match with this rapity rat pack. And a Mac in the back of the yak. Backpack, rap, rap, yap, yap, yap. Kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing. That I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots to crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod.
Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard. Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will there be truth for the blueprint? Simply raging youthful exuberance. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hippie girl like an asteroid need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to fuck the rhyme. Yeah, I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, WAQK.Rin, Yellow Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to intake, grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC, induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church in person, a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flame. Off a planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, hey, that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up, pat on the back, and a way to go from your label every gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'ma work for everything I have, never ask nobody to shit get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. Cause I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the to the back nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR. Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash guard. Kneel before General Zod, this planet's Krypton. No, Asgard. So you be Thor, I'll be Odin. You rodent, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure I'm wearing a chicken scratch top, scribbling doodle, enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry, looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. So I crunch rhymes, but sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 kids from Columbine. Put them all in a line at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, and I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal, fuck being normal. And I just bought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot ya. Like when Babbitt has made Ray J mad. The sad that he was like a faggot. Mayweather's passing into a man while he played. Hey, man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station.
Jesus Christ,
the very next day, hey, Fab, I'm gonna kill you. Never
coming at you. Why you gotta hate on Eminem, man?
Well, because
he's
not nobody.
Mediocre at best. You guys can't. That's Eminem holding it down. That's his new song. Hold him down. Keeping it.
I bet you went white boy crazy when you heard it.
I went white boy crazy? A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah.
But I thought White Boy Crazy was like, you know, stabbing people and, you know, shooting people at the top of a clock tower.
Yeah,
Yeah.
That's how we feel.
Well, fanboys, you know, typically white boy crazy, you know, fanboys, you know, sports fans, music fans.
Well, so do any of you guys remember what the line was that Louis said on the last show that we ended with?
Oh, he was talking about
something about
it was like the perfect and worst thing to end the show on.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember. Fuck.
It was about the slavery. How Obamacare is like slavery.
Yeah, it was a black doctor.
No, it was something better than that.
At a right-wing rally, he said.
Yeah, it was like a Tea Party rally.
Yeah, Obamacare was the worst thing since slavery.
Who said that?
A black doctor.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, you'd think with the rarity of that combination that the guy would, you know, not be not be a maniac.
Yeah. And
Obamacare is the worst thing
like
since slavery. Well, maybe he thought since he's black, like it would lend more weight to the statement, but
yeah,
it's still batshit crazy.
It's still asinine. Completely unfounded. Really? From slavery? Come on.
Well, the biggest controversy that's been floating around about Obamacare this week is that and it's getting louder and louder, is that the website was shitty when it started. Which is, honestly, if that's the worst thing that they can throw at that, like, that's nothing. That's garbage. That's a joke. The website didn't work too well on launch.
I'm shocked about is that they paid $500 million for that website.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane. Like,
well, it was a closed contract, no bid. No bid contract, so it wasn't. It's a bit shady, so nobody knows exactly what's going on with it. But I will say that there has been. Hold on.
Oh, watch with that big nose, Mike. They got a wall.
Huh. Yeah, is there a hurricane coming through town?
No, I'm allergic to bullshit, and I'm talking to you guys, so I'll probably be sneezing through the whole show.
All right, so $500 million.
So here's the thing.
I'll get to.
The thing is, apparently, even with the website's issues, that it's actually an amazingly useful tool. Like, Sean Hannity had a few people on his show complaining about, you know, all the trials and tribulations they've had to deal with because of Obamacare. One guy has a company, and he was complaining about, you know, the cost of Obamacare. The company of the guy who was on that show is, he has 4 employees, so it actually doesn't affect him at all, like not even a little bit. So that guy was full of shit. The other two people were complaining about, you know, this and that and some other thing, but neither one of those two other people had actually used the website to search for premiums. And let me tell you just how effective this website is. Somebody, can't remember the woman's name, but there was an article actually posted on Fox News by a Fox News analyst online talking about how she found an amazing healthcare plan on this website. And how all of the critics should kind of shut up because unless they use it, like she found the perfect healthcare plan for herself. It saved her about like $4,500 a year. So regardless of what people are saying, the people who have used it.
She found 50 plans that were cheaper than her own plan right now.
Yeah, exactly. Did you look it up?
More benefits that she has through her, you know, NBC or whatever. I think it was CNBC.
Right.
So.
Well,
even Fox's own people are now. I'm sorry, Christy, are coming up saying that the website works to find a better plan.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. In order for Obamacare to work, you know, for it to, like, actually save people money, you have to have a lot of healthy young people enroll to counteract all the sick people that are enrolling.
Definitely.
So
you also need to.
So that's why it's so important for the website, because, you know, they're trying to get those healthy 27-year-olds, you know, single 27-year-olds to enroll. And, you know, a 27-year-old ain't got time for that if it's, like, fucking up and screens are freezing and, you know, apps
not working.
Well,
I know when I was 27 years old, I was deaf and single. I was not healthy in any way, shape, or form.
But were you covered?
Yeah, I was covered, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I was covered. Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't know what the long-term effects are going to be I think the penalty for not carrying health insurance is a little shitty. I think the government needs to stop levying those. I mean, if they want to levy penalties against a company, they need to do it against CEOs who have exorbitant salaries and shit like that. Although,
I don't know. For every person that doesn't sign up, they should charge CEOs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But at the same time, I mean, was it Canada? Some country is trying to enact a leveling system where they put it so that it's like becoming a law that the CEO can't make more than I think it's like 10 times the lowest salary of the company. So like the lowest employee of the company. But
a maximum wage.
Right, a maximum wage for CEOs,
I don't think that's ever happening.
Jill will be off. Well, I was the first person I heard that from years ago, and I was like, "Well, that'll never happen."
Right, exactly. However, what makes me think is that if they do enact something like, let's say, I mean, that's never going to happen in the U.S., but let's say they manage to pass something like that, which will never work because all of our lawmakers are bought and sold by the same companies that they'd be trying to limit. But let's say somehow that did get passed. Wouldn't that push companies to do business outside of the U.S.?
Yeah.
Where they aren't subject to laws like that, where a CEO can make as much fucking money as he wants, wouldn't that spur them to no longer hold their base of operations in America? I mean, a lot of companies already have overseas accounts to skip out on the tax liabilities.
Yeah, true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can definitely see that happening.
There has to be a UN law enforcing everybody.
Yeah, it has to. Well, it's not, let's face it, it's not like UN laws are actually enforced anyway.
Right. It's just a gesture.
It really is. You know, the whole Geneva. Remember the Geneva Conventions? How awesome that was. I mean, that's the kind of thing. That's the kind of thing when you read about it. You're like, wow, like, you know, maybe the world can work together on a certain front to actually prevent horrible things from happening. Everybody can come to an accord. We have rules of engagement. You know, people agree not to do this. And like, the main proponent of one of the biggest members of the UN, which is us, is just like, yeah, you know, there are times when we really don't need to follow those things that we help to enact at all.
Hello?
Hello?
How many have to die?
Hello? Hello?
Everybody's dead? Everybody died? Dead air? What's going on? I thought Christy would say something. Where's Christy? Where's the Christy?
I'm here.
How you feeling, Christy? You sound tired.
No, I'm just incredibly medicated. That's all.
Sweet. What kind of stuff? You on painkillers?
Yeah, and the other, you know, the other painkillers.
Oh, the natural medication.
Yes. So that's why I'm unusually quiet. Back to topics, shutdown. Ted Cruz goes back to Texas.
Cool.
Did you see, like, people were chanting, "Thank you, Ted," in Texas? Like, the Tea Party's out of control in that state. It's out of control
in
our state, too.
They don't know which way they're going in Texas at all. They have too much stuff going on. Like, they're really proud of their barbecue skills. And let's face it, Texas is probably the best place to get barbecue in the entire country.
I know,
that's,
it is awesome.
They have this.
Texas is also the place where, if you heard recently, there was a judge. He's switching his party from Republican to Democrat because of the Tea Party.
Yeah, I saw that.
He said
he's not abandoning the Republican Party. The Republican Party abandoned him.
Yes. So now he's a Democrat.
Right. So now he's a Democrat, which doesn't. If you really do abandon a political party, you should become independent. I honest to God have no faith in either party. It used to be, I used to favor the Democrats somewhat, but at this point, I don't. I don't like either of them. I think they're all a bunch of bought scumbags. And evidence is pretty clear that I'm right.
Abundant.
Well, do something about it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to set everyone on fire. It's not working so far.
I'm really good with fire. Apparently, I can set some shit on fire.
I was watching a documentary about the Bronx in the 80s.
Christy, a burning sensation in your pants does not count as setting things on fire. That doesn't mean you're good with fire.
Wow.
I wasn't talking about my pants. I was talking about random shit that catches fire around here.
Well, let's let Lou finish his possibly and most likely endlessly boring citation.
Oh, wonderful.
What were you saying, Lou? Something about best intentions?
We lost him. Look at it.
I guess that's a no.
Wonderful. We just totally lost him. We just could care less. Anyways, what was it about Axelrose and Kanye? I want to get the pop culture.
Yeah. What happened to Louie? Louie, what happened to you? What happened?
I think y'all got on fire.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
No, you were saying something and we talked over you, so I was going to let your boring-ass point come to light. So finish it, for Christ's sake.
I have no idea.
Louis, you were just saying something. Yeah, he doesn't matter. Louis's inactive right now. His brain has
fire.
Has stopped.
Listen, I'm eating.
Why are you eating?
Lou, that's what you do 99% of the day. You can give us 45 minutes where you're not doing that.
Well, you know what? In fairness, the same thing should go for Christy and smoking weed.
Or
having children.
I'm giving birth.
Or giving birth, correct. You don't remember what you were just saying? You have no idea what you were just saying, Lou. What came out of your mouth literally 60 seconds ago has already fled from your consciousness.
We're more focused about what's going into his mouth than what's coming out of his mouth, clearly.
Right.
All
right.
Well, we're just going to skip whatever it was that you had to say, which probably didn't matter. So Kanye West this week proposed to Kim Kardashian, which before
Yay.
We talk about just the unnecessary whatever that was, just the whole lack of necessity of that in general. I have a real issue, and this is probably one of my most conservative beliefs, but I really, really believe that people should be married before they have children. I believe that. I believe that my entire life. I don't think the reason I believe that, and it doesn't matter if it's a man or woman, two women, two men, I believe that people should live together before they get married. Because I think that's a really good idea to see if you're going to be able to do that. Because a lot of people can't fucking live with each other.
Yeah, that'll
they
be
really
fun.
Yeah, well, yeah, I believe in that. But sometimes when they're living together, they get knocked up then. Without the marriage.
Well,
you know,
then what are you proposing people do in cases where they get pregnant without getting married? Do they have to get married before the kid is born, or how does that work?
No, if they get pregnant before they're married, then they're doing it wrong, and they should get rid of the child.
Oh,
just...
no.
No,
I'm not just pro-choice.
I'm actually.
If you're
most
proposing
people
abortion over a shotgun wedding, then no guy will ever get married.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. We have too many married idiots anyway. I think people. Jesus Christ!
Sorry,
mute your phone. Mute your phone.
It's not me.
Who's in a war zone? Who's in a war zone?
Not me.
Mute your phone.
There's a fire in Urichel, and the traffic is not letting the fire truck go through. It's kind of funny.
For Christ's sake, mute your fucking phone.
I think the worst is over.
Jesus.
Oh,
anyway.
Anyway,
so.
So you're not just pro-choice, you're pro-abortion.
No, I'm not just pro-choice, I'm actually pro-abortion. Like, I believe, I think probably about 90% of people who are trying to give birth should not do that and have an abortion instead.
Yeah, there are too many, like, ever get married then, because every guy would be like,
that's fine. Why do people need to be married? Why is marriage such a necessity? Why is there so much societal pressure to put people into marriage? That's why the divorce rate in this country is 50% and climbing.
I think
it's just people being stupid, and as far as the societal pressure, I mean, me personally, I'm 36 years old, I've never been close to getting married, and I could give a rat's ass if anybody ever says to me, Why aren't you married? Like, I don't want to. That's because
the societal pressure is not so much on your gender, Mick. Societal pressure to get married is more on women. Overwhelmingly on women.
I mean,
people who know you, Mick, they don't want you to get married anytime soon. Seriously, they do not want you.
Married, maybe, but they definitely don't want me to reproduce. 100%.
Wow. I mean, they love pretty much everyone in the world enough to know that marrying you would hurt that person in some way. So nobody hates anybody enough to subject them to being married to you, is what I think. That's my theory.
All right, you might be right, but definitely not on the kids. I'll say like 95% on marriage, but 100% on kids. Nobody has ever been like, hey, Nick, you should have a kid. Ever.
No. No, but I mean, you're good with your niece, so I mean, it's not like you know, it's not like you're completely the guy on the sex offender registry. There is a human in there somewhere.
I'm good with other people's kids, but to have my own kid would just not. Yeah, like even I was with our buddy Alan the other day, and he has a new kid, and he is like. And he's a baby, so what are they going to do? They're just going to cry. And he's kind of fussy.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I could not do this for like 2 hours straight with my baby crying.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I'm not, as good as I am with children, I'm only good with the children that I like. Like, if other people's kids are cool, like, I'm good with them. But if you have a little shit of a kid, like, I don't care how close of a friend you are to me, like, I don't want to deal with your stupid kid. I hate that.
Well, my thing is babies. Once a kid is able to potty train itself and, you know, have a conversation with me, then I'm fine. But babies, I can't deal with babies.
I'm kind of like that with other people's kids. Like, if they're a little shit, I'm like, I don't want y'all playing with him. Y'all, no.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. I disqualify
kids. I think Louie actually likes babies more than he likes toddlers.
Well, I do. But I have a baby in my arms and have to talk to a toddler and this and that. And this.
I like it.
I like it. I don't care.
They're delicious.
Babies smell so good, too. I love the smell of babies, man.
They're delicious.
That's the weirdest thing anyone has ever said. The weirdest thing.
Dude.
Babies smell good? They smell like a combination of desitin and future poop. Like, there's no good. Babies don't smell good.
The only time babies smell good is for
3 seconds after you put fucking Johnson's baby soap on them. And they're, it's like, oh, a fresh and clean baby. And then something leaks out of them and they smell again. Babies stink.
No,
babies are horrible.
You, what kind of baloney babies are you hanging around, my baby?
Babies made of baloney, apparently.
And there must be a scientific reason for babies smelling so good, like for other humans not to eat them or something, because they just naturally have this
squish to them.
I think babies smell good because you really, really like meat, is what I think. I think that's why you think babies smell good.
He's craving baby.
Everything that's helpful.
And you're a sexual predator, so you're just like, you know, you sniff weakness and it smells good.
That's what it must alert that part of my brain.
It's the predatory part of your brain. But
back to marriage and stuff, you know, I guess I fall into your little conservative ideal of marriage. But it was just a matter of convenience. He just didn't want to get out of my apartment. It was just okay. So what are we doing here?
Well, okay. My belief is that before people should have children, they should know that they're not going to, because I believe the majority of cases of divorce are harmful to children. Not because, you know, I mean, there's a lot of times when divorce is the better option and two people shouldn't stay together, but I don't believe that people should be that ignorant of who they are in order to get to the point where they're getting a divorce. Like, if you're not, you should be comfortable with that person in a way for years before you get married, in my opinion. That's why I think people should live together first, then get married, and then have children. Now, the marriage thing isn't necessarily a necessity if those people are living together and fully committed to each other. I don't think the actual marriage thing is necessary. But I don't have the view of, I'm not as anti-marriage now as I used to be when I was 20 years old and thought it was a crock of shit. Like, there is some merit to marriage. There is some merit to the commitment of somebody, and I would like to have somebody that you know, I'm fully committed to and they're fully committed to me for the rest of my life. I love that comfort and the intimacy and shit like that. But I think people should realize that and know as much as they can about... What, honey?
You get to have sex all the time when you're married. All the time.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works. I think... I think it happens that way for a while, but I think after like about maybe 5 to 7 years, then it's just, you know,
not
it's
even.
Just kind of a chore. Not even.
Maybe that's why I have so many kids, because we go at it all the time. All the time.
Yeah, when he's there, you guys go at it all the time.
Well, this current situation is different, but when he was here, it was like all the fucking time. Like, can I just please watch Jeopardy, please? I just want to watch Jeopardy with the cock out of my mouth. Please, thank you.
That's the greatest thing he's ever said.
Well, I mean, you know what the crazy thing is, though? I feel like when it comes to sex, especially in a marriage, it's okay to maybe, I don't know, say no once in a while. It seems like you forgot that part.
No, yeah,
you
can
be like, I don't feel like
it.
Come back to me in a
day. I do,
day
but
yeah,
the thing.
I mean,
here's
she's like,
thing.
I just want to watch Jeopardy, and he's just like fucking her face. Like, I feel like there's something inherently wrong with that.
No. What I'm trying to say is that it's all the time. He's sexually harassing me all the time. But you know, I do tell him no, and when I do, he turns into like a sulking baby. Like, man, you know, pouty and cry baby.
And that makes you even hotter, right?
No, it's just like, this is silly. I'm going to take a nap.
and then you wake up and he's fucking your face again. Which explains why you are always having children, because I'm sure after a while your mouth gets tired and you're just like, put it in my vagina, please. I can't do this anymore. Anyway, the point is that I feel like two people should be completely committed to each other, should have lived together for a while, so they're they're very comfortable with each other and know each other's idiosyncrasies, and no, you can't 100% know anybody, even if you've been with them for 40 fucking years. You know, crazy shit still happens. But I think if people actually spent more time and invested more time in each other before they got married and have children, then the divorce rate would drop. And it wouldn't be so imperative for them to just pump out a child as soon as possible. Now, believing
that...
Apparently not. Apparently not. But, I mean, that's... I mean, we could, you know, digress this topic into a million other things, like the shortened attention span of Americans and whatnot. But let's bring that back to Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. They've already done the thing that I personally didn't want them ever to do, which is to create another human. That was the most tragic thing I think that could happen out of that union. Because Kanye West, for all his artistic merit, is batshit crazy and way too full of himself and is a terrible human being. A terrible human being.
But wouldn't you want him to make a child?
What'd you say?
Wouldn't you want him to have a junior, like a junior Kanye, like a little baby?
No, there's too much Kanye already. There's too much of one Kanye is more than the world needs. Like, if we could cut Kanye in half, just like half Kanye would be awesome.
Like just him a quart low.
Yeah, exactly. Just like if we could just like shave off, maybe even like 30% less Kanye, I think would be acceptable. But like 100% Kanye, it's too much. It's too much for everybody. Too much. Then he hooks up with Kim Kardashian, who honestly, I know Louis doesn't like her ass. I love her ass. I think she's gorgeous, but I don't think that her gorgeousness justifies anything else about her. Like, I don't care. I wouldn't care if she's fucking Aphrodite personified. She's an idiot. She's an idiot. She's vacuous. She's vapid. She's dead behind the eyes, and she's nothing, nothing artistic or creative or good to this universe. There is no positive merit to Kim Kardashian.
No matching leather jogging pants. That's not in. That's not what we're doing.
I actually saw somebody wearing those
thing
today.
Too, because I feel like I'm actually kind of surprised at him. I feel like he is so full of himself and everything else. And I thought that he would go for more of the creative type or intellectual type. You know, notwithstanding her ass is awesome and whatever, but I'm kind of surprised that he ended up with her instead of somebody, you know, that he can have a conversation with, even if it's about himself.
The conversation that they have is never connected. He talks about how great he is. She talks about how great she is, and they just like they're satisfied somehow. Like they just talk at each other about how great they are.
I don't even think she talks. I think she just kind of just like tilts her head to the side and lets it.
She definitely cries. She's got one of the best ugly cries I've ever seen. Like, Kim Kardashian, as hot as I think she is, like, when she cries, like everybody should cry. Not because of sympathy, but because of horror. Like, she's got she's got Halloween Horror Nights face when she cries.
Really?
She looks like a fucking mandrel when she cries.
Aw. I think they're a cute couple. They're a cute couple, and good luck.
Yeah, no, I have to disagree with you. Also because we'd have to end the show here because then we wouldn't have anything else to say about it. But
I don't think so. I was totally being sarcastic. I don't care nothing about them.
Well, he proposed to her at AT&T Park in San Francisco, which other people have done. So I just, what fascinates me about this particular thing is that for a guy who says he's super creative, he's got all these original ideas like leather jogging pants and shit, he hired a band and proposed to her at a stadium. Like, didn't they do that on the Naked Gun? Like, hasn't that been done to death, kind of?
Yeah, the Rose Bowl proposals, yeah.
Yeah, like, I expected more from Mr. I'm a Genius. Like, yeah, he got her a $3 million fucking ring, so I guess that's where the, like, that's how he could get away with it, but, like,
yeah,
even with the $3
million.
What did you expect for him to parachute in, you know, like, have fireworks?
That's the thing, it's kind of like, what
I mean, this is the guy
the
who invented leather jogging pants. Why wouldn't he parachute? Why wouldn't he do some shit like that? I mean, leather jogging pants. It's the most original fucking idea in the world that he didn't get credit for. Why wouldn't he put some creativity into fucking asking Kim Kardashian to marry him?
He should have bought her a pair of leather jogging pants with, like, four pockets. And, like, in each first pocket, it'll be a piece of paper that says Will. And in the next pocket, it'll be a piece of paper that says You. And then the third would say Mary. And then the fourth would be Me.
And then diamonds.
I think here's what I think he should have done. He should have had her had it set up so that she had to hang out with Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant pretends to try to rape her and gets very close. And then right before he's about to rape her, like, he pulls out his dick and there's a ring on the end of it. And Kanye West shows up and pulls the ring off of Kobe's dick and says, "Will you marry me?" That's what I meant.
Beautiful. Maybe he tried that and Kobe didn't do it, so maybe Kobe wouldn't go for it, so maybe this was his fallback.
Or maybe
Kobe got too caught up in the moment and actually raped her. Maybe that happened.
Or maybe he felt it wasn't worth the effort, that the $3 million ring was enough and she should be glad that I even did this. Boom.
But see, if that's true, if you're right about that, which I agree with, then that just proves that Kim Kardashian, I mean, that just proves the absolute superficiality of Kim Kardashian, because a $3 million ring matters more than the actual effort gone into it.
Yes, it does.
Her last ring was worth how much?
No.
Who cares about Chris Humphrey?
Wedding going to be on E?
Yeah. I hope so, but probably not. You know, Kanye don't want to repeat the same shit.
I can't wait to see the shenanigans they're going to get up to. And that's another thing. I mean, the fact that they were a couple is enough to keep them in the news and in tabloids and all this other shit. But, I mean, now that they're going to get married, that's going to be a thing. They're probably going to sell the rights to the fucking footage of the marriage. I mean,
you're going to have it epic. They're going to have a breakup. Then they're going to go back together. Then they're going to secretly fly away to get married. Then they're going to say, psych. And then they're going to have, like, you know, marriage on this day. And
then Amber Rose is going to leave Wiz Khalifa and show up at their wedding and say, "Kanye, I still love you." That's, yeah, I can think of a whole bunch of cool stuff that could happen, but
you know, that's all that's, they're going to drag this out and milk it for as long as they can. Why not?
Yeah.
Make money off these people.
I know, that's what we need to do, Louie. We need to go make money off of these people. Let's fuck every other dream that we had of actually being creative. Let's just go exploit retards for money.
That would be a way to make a million off these people.
You're a bunch of suckers trying to do things with integrity and creativity. Fuck that. None of that works.
No, that's not where the money is. The money is, there is no integrity that can buy you things. Integrity doesn't buy shit, apparently.
No.
Here's what we need to do. We need to go to Hollywood or wherever the hell Kanye West is basing himself these days, and get in his face and get him to hit us and then sue him for money. That's all we need to do.
He gets $250,000.
Yeah. Not bad.
That's enough.
I'll take it.
Yes.
I'll tell you, Lily, here's
all you
what
have
we'll
to do.
We'll go there. Christy will film while we talk shit to Kanye, and then we'll throw Mick at him, and just watch as he beats Mick up, and then we'll collect.
All right.
And I'm gonna say, "Oh my God!" You know, a couple of those.
No, actually, Christy, if you're filming the whole time, here's Christy. If you're filming the whole time, you have to say, "World star, the whole time."
Yes.
World star.
World star.
World,
yes.
World star. World star, nigga. World star. That's what you have to do the whole time.
No, I can't do that.
Although we do have to be careful, because if the cops come, they're probably going to start beating you first, Christy. So.
No,
that's
no.
True, yeah.
I'll run. Remember, I run when I see cops, so they would have to catch me. You know, as soon as they pull up on the scene,
well, then,
I'm already gone.
Then they'll probably start beating Lou first because he's Puerto Rican. Although you could probably just say that you're Native American and they'll just give you a casino.
No. Or let you rape women on your land if you're Native American. That was the whole thing about the violence. That was the whole thing about the Violence Against Women Act that the Republicans were trying to say no to back in the day. Part of it was provisions because of, like, tribal laws and stuff. There was more increase of rapes and on tribal land, so they included.
Well, see, I always thought if the Republicans are going to institute, an anti-rape if Republicans are going to institute some kind of rape act or something against women, that it would be allowing Republicans to rape women, is what I thought, and forcing them to have children.
Well, yes, they don't want any. I mean, they, you know, none of that. I mean, it was the whole, because part of it extended to just domestic relationships. You know, if you're gay, you fell under the Violence Against Women Act. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Domestic,
okay. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there's one more topic I want to get to before we get cut off, and that's a North Carolina pastor named Sean Harris had put out a sermon a while ago where he advocated that young boys who exhibit effeminate qualities should have it beaten out of them by their parents, which I wholly disagree with, just based on the fact that if that had happened, then the Mick that we know and love wouldn't be the same person.
Oh. Could you imagine what kind of, I mean, can you imagine the child after receiving something like that? I mean, seriously. They're advocating child abuse to counteract gay.
I know. Well, I love Mick the way that he is, feminine qualities and all, so I'm glad that his parents didn't try to beat the gay out of him. Mick, you hear that, Mick? We love you. Cutie.
You can be gay out of anyone. No more than you can beat the black out of me. I mean, that's just
exactly.
We're beating moms. Kim got bombs.
Yeah.
Well, so he's saying now that was a mistake, and that you know, people latched onto it because he said that, and he, you know, it was a stupid thing that he said. However, he still thinks that boys who exhibit feminine qualities should have it wholly discouraged. And see, I don't agree with, like, I agree that people in general, especially pretty much anybody should not be encouraged to be little bitches, whether they're boys or girls. You know.
Well, it's called grit, Mike. It's called grit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Grit. Who's to say what's an acceptable level?
Yes.
I see. Perception.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I don't think you can call for something like that on a national scale. I don't think that, you know, we don't have like a chart of faggotness or anything like that,
right,
that we can, you know, that we can consult, and there shouldn't be one. So what do you guys think about that principle that little boys who exhibit feminine qualities should have it beaten out of them?
Hmm.
I say there's other things to worry about in your kid than your kid being effeminate. You know what I mean? That's
your
the last
kid in three squares.
You know, is he in bed? Is he Is he performing in school? Is he being bullied? I mean, what, you know, what's going on with my child? I could care less.
Is he bullying? Is he raping other children? Is he being molested by, you know,
the neighbor,
his gym teacher?
You know, things like that. You know, that is like the least of my concerns. Is my welfare of my child. Am I taking care of him, and is he being
yes,
taken
all
care of?
Yes, all of your little Zach De La Rocas.
No, Zach De La Rocas.